Chapter 36. You, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, "You mountains of Israel, hear Yahweh's word. The Lord Yahweh says, because the enemy has set against you, aha, and the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, the Lord Yahweh says, because even because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the residue of the nations, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers and the evil report of the people. Therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord Yahweh. The Lord Yahweh says to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the cities that are forsaken, which have become a prey and derision to the residue of the nations that are all around. Therefore, the Lord Yahweh says, surely in the fire of my jealousy, I have spoken against the residue of the nations and against all Edom, that they have appointed my land to themselves for a possession with the joy of all their heart, with despite of soul to cast it out for a prey. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and tell the mountains, the hills, the watercourses, and the valleys, the Lord Yahweh says, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore, the Lord Yahweh says, I have sworn, surely the nations that are around you will bear their shame. But you, mountains of Israel, you shall shoot out your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will come to you, and you will be tilled and sown. I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. The cities will be inhabited, and the waste places will be built. I will multiply man and animal on you. They will increase and be fruitful. I will cause you to be inhabited as you were before, and you will do better than at your beginnings. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. Yes, I will cause men to walk on you, even my people Israel. They will possess you, and you will be their inheritance, and you will never again bereave them of their children. The Lord Yahweh says, because they say to you, you are a devourer of men and have been a bereaver of your nation. Therefore, you shall devour men no more, and not bereave your nation anymore, says the Lord Yahweh. I won't let you hear the shame of the nations anymore. You won't bear the reproach of the peoples anymore, and you won't cause your nation to stumble anymore, says the Lord Yahweh. Moreover, Yahweh's word came to me, saying, son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their ways and by their deeds. Their way before me was at the uncleanness of a woman in her impurity. Therefore, I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they had poured out on the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols. I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. I judged them according to their way and according to their deeds. When they came to the nations where they went, they profaned my holy name, in that men said of them, these are Yahweh's people, and have left his land. But I had respect for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they went. Therefore, tell the house of Israel, the Lord Yahweh says, I don't do this for your sake, house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am Yahweh, says the Lord Yahweh, when I am proven holy in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You will keep my ordinances and do them. You will dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and will multiply it and lay no famine on you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you may receive no more the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for the iniquities and for your abominations. I don't do this for your sake, says the Lord Yahweh. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, house of Israel. The Lord Yahweh says, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited and the waste places will be built. The land that was desolate will be tilled instead of being a desolation in the sight of all who passed by. They will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. The waste, desolate, and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left around you will know that I, Yahweh, have built the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. The Lord Yahweh says, for this, moreover, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the flock of sacrifice, as the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feasts. So the waste cities will be filled with flocks of men. Then they will know that I am Yahweh.